Reformed Church.
But this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of encourage you guys in that if the Lord has shared something with you that you know that he's not shared with you, but a promise maybe that you're trusting the Lord with. It could be a healing. It could be anything. It could be something financial. It could be something, it doesn't really matter. Whatever it is, if there's something that you know that the Lord has told you that's going to happen and you haven't seen the result yet. Now, maybe you've seen a partial result, but I'm not talking about a partial result. I'm talking about a full-fledged completion of a promise the Lord has given you. I just wanted to encourage you to just keep on with what the Lord told you. Don't grow weary in well-doing, which means don't grow weary in time that's going by, that, oh, it's not happened yet, it still hasn't happened, or maybe, you know, I see kind of a partial, and then you get content with, like, a partial result. Nope. If the Lord promised you something, I don't care how big it may seem in your mind, it shouldn't seem big in your mind. It doesn't matter how small it is. If he made a promise to you, and that goes for any kind of healing, right, because we know that it is by Jesus' stripes you were healed, right? We know that's a promise. So maybe you say, well, I didn't get an exact word about a specific thing. But if you know healing is yours, that's a promise from the Lord, okay? But he maybe even spoke something very specific to you about an area in your body. It could be in your mind. It could be financial. Like I said, it could be anything. Don't push it aside to where you're just like, well, if it happens, it happens. Don't get content in maybe a partial result. Don't get content and, well, you know, and maybe it'll happen someday. Seriously, if there's something that you're trusting the Lord with, just keep trusting him. Don't, and I know we were talking about the whole Moses, and that wasn't even thinking about that at the time. But don't diminish what the Lord told you. Don't diminish the things that the Lord has for you. I mean, we can just live like everybody else and, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, but we have a promise from the Lord, and we have all that he's provided for us that we really need to take him at his word. And just because you don't see something, or maybe not even just that you don't see something, but maybe people are saying things to you in your ear, or you're seeing things with your eyes that are contrary to what you know is true, you know, we have to get to the point where we just kind of push those things aside. And the account that I was actually reading the other day, and I was reading again, in Acts, you know, it says, let God be true and every man a liar. And if the Lord promised you something, that's the Lord. That's truth, right? That's what he said to you. And if someone, a doctor or a bank or whatever the case may be, they tell you something contrary to what the Lord's told you, they're liars. Like, they literally are liars. And again, maybe they're not meaning to lie to you, but it's not true. If the Lord says something, that's true. And that's what you stand on, and that's what you hold fast to. And don't let yourself or anybody else come in between that. It's not, again, think about it, a lie or a truth. Of course you would say, of course I'm going to believe the truth. I'm not going to believe a lie. But when we allow contrary thoughts or contrary people saying things to us that are not what the Lord said, those are lies. Doesn't matter how small or how big it may seem in your mind, but it's not true. It's a lie. And if God said it, my God, like, let's hold on to that. And you know, maybe, and of course we have to believe what the Lord says, right? That's the thing, that the only thing that we have to do is believe what he says. We trust what he says. But if you're letting other things come in to contradict what he's told you, you know, that's something that will hold up that promise, because we have to trust him and we have to believe him. And if we're not trusting and we're not believing, the very thing that we are allowing to come in could be the very thing that is prohibiting or slowing down the progress. But every time I read this verse in Acts, it's great. And hang on, let me just find the one. All right, so basically this is what happened. The apostles, they're doing all these great things, right? They're healing people. People are, you know, getting saved. And, of course, the high priest, you know, doesn't like it. So what does he do? He jails them. And then the Lord sets them free, right? Opens the prison doors. They go out. And then the high priest finds out. And then they bring the apostles back before him. And then this one guy, I can't pronounce his name. Begins with a G. Gamaliel, whatever. We'll call him Gammy, okay? So this guy, this is what he tells the high priest, and I think it's so great. And it doesn't refer to necessarily to what I'm saying, but you can use it for sure. It says, And now I say to you, he's telling the high priest this, as the apostles are there before him, because he's really mad that the very thing they got arrested for, preaching the gospel, they're back, they brought him back in, because after they got released, they went right back out and started preaching again. They didn't stop doing what the Lord told them to do, right? You know what? The Lord's using them, and he's speaking through them, so they're going to do it. So the high priest has them brought back in, and this guy, actually a smart guy, he says, and now I say to you, to the high priest, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it's of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And I think that's so awesome. Don't let somebody, yourself included, speak against what the Lord tells you, because you're fighting against God himself. And any thought that you let in or anything that you see with your eyes that's contrary to what he's telling you, if it's God, and if it's a promise from him, you can be sure it's a promise from him and that he wants it to come to pass in your life. You can be 100% certain of that. Don't let something contradict what he's told you. Don't let the promises of God be in vain. Don't let someone or something stop you from trusting the Lord. And I don't care how long it takes. What it took Abraham, 25 years before he had his promised son? And I'm not saying it has to take that long. It doesn't. But it doesn't matter how long it takes. If your eyes are focused on the Lord and you just trust him, you don't grow weary in that. Let God be true and every man a liar. And you know what? You will see those promises come to pass. So if he's promised you something specific, don't let it go. If he hasn't promised you something specific or that you've heard something specifically for him, just know that, yes, he wants you well. Yes, he wants you prosperous. Yes, he wants all these things for you. So don't let even a specific word maybe to you be your hindrance in thinking, oh, well, he didn't say that specifically to me. No. If it's a promise that he's died for and that he has right now, it is for you. It is what he wants for your life, and it is what he wants for your body, your health, your finances, whatever the case may be. So, again, if it's of God, there's nothing that can stop it. You just got to keep persevering. You got to just keep looking at him, and you just got to keep trusting him. Again, don't grow weary in that trust in him. You just keep going forward. Doesn't matter how long it takes, but you just keep going forward. And if it's truly of God, it will happen as long as your eyes and your heart is set on him and you just believe in him. So anyway, I just want to encourage you with that, because I was thinking about there's people that maybe they're waiting for something to manifest outwardly in an area of their life. And just because maybe you haven't seen it fully or maybe you've only seen it partially, he's not looking for partial results, right? God doesn't do things halfway. He's completed it in full, and he wants you to receive it in full. So you just keep going, be encouraged, encourage yourself in the Lord, right? Sometimes we need to just remind ourselves that, you know what, we can encourage ourselves. You don't always need a word from somebody else. Encourage yourself in the Lord, and you know what, you just keep your eyes on him, and he's not a liar, which is an awesome thing.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.